We're going to recap what Governor Whitmer had to say in her annual State of the State speech.
This past year, we confronted historic, converging crises, a worldwide pandemic, the recession it caused, a 500-year flooding event, a nationwide call against racial inequity, and a deeply divisive election. And together, we took action.
This was the first time in living memory that a Michigan governor delivered this speech in a place other than before a full legislative audience at the Capitol. She spoke this year from her formal office in the state's Capitol building, but obviously without lawmakers in attendance. Stateside's Laura Weber-Davis and Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta teamed up for our coverage last night, and we have them now. Rick, Laura, hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Gretchen Whitmer has done it again, delivering another State of the State in something like a 30-minute window. She's really breaking all the school records for speed, isn't she, Rick?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That it can take longer to deliver a pizza than it took her to deliver the State of the State.
That sounds like the voice of experience. Well, the theme that Whitmer kept repeating last night was a positive vision for Michigan's future and unity among partisans.
And I'll continue to reach out to Republicans here in Lansing. While common ground seems less and less common these days, it's never been more important that we work toward it.
The governor has been at odds with Michigan's Republican legislative leaders on just about every issue over the past 12 months. Rick, do you think that last night's State of the State read to Republicans like an olive branch?
An olive branch, yes. A breakthrough, no. That Republican leaders talked both last night and today about what they heard and the way that they heard it. And it was, yeah, you know, those are nice words, but we need that to be followed up by actions and collaboration. And they say the time has passed for the governor to continue using emergency management processes to move quickly. And they want to be in the room to help develop those policies. And at odds with the administration, they want to reopen more quickly sectors of the economy, schools, things like that. And they still feel like they have not been heard.
I suppose we should note that maybe the Republican legislative leadership wasn't exactly the audience that Gretchen Whitmer had in mind. Laura, do you think she was speaking to people like Mike Shirkey, or was she speaking to a different audience?
It's so hard to say. For me, it was very interesting how different her tone was last night than I think we've heard over the past year, as there has been this deep infighting between her office and the legislative leaders on the Republican side of the aisle. And, you know, last night was overtly bipartisan and unifying in tone. And the Republicans have been saying, rightfully so, that she has thrown politics into some of her messages around COVID-19, or say the storming of the Capitol last spring, where they felt like they were being put on guard unnecessarily by the governor. And so this messaging last night seemed vastly different from that. And so I couldn't tell if she was actually trying to talk to them, or if she was trying to tell Michiganders beyond them that this is what I want. I want a unifying message. I want unity going forward with Republicans. And so I wasn't really sure if that unifying message that seemed to be bipartisan tone was actually aimed in a bipartisan capacity.
Okay. Well, if I could jump in here. Speeches like this are often directed to multiple audiences at the same time. And I think that Laura is absolutely right in that respect, that the governor tried to strike a different tone than what we've heard in her other public appearances dealing with the legislature. She didn't say things like, you know, having to be the adult in the room, that she's trying to take down the temperature. And I suspect, without any real insider knowledge, that was directed both at Republicans in the legislature, if not to create cooperation up front, to at least set the stage for that to happen at some point, and also to persuade the public that, in fact, she is trying to come up with a multilateral approach to dealing with COVID-19 and reopening the economy and education and all of that, and not just go it alone.
So in terms of just Gretchen Whitmer saying what she wants to do within the next year, did you hear any pivots in how she's been approaching the multiple crises of the moment?
I would say no. I think that she's sticking very much to the same path that she's been on in terms of things like permanently increasing the minimum wage, doing things to lure more people into high-tech professions, that sort of thing. And those are things that she's been focused on since the beginning of her administration. She's making the argument now that the fact that we're living in COVID, and she's also looking ahead, we should point out, to what life in Michigan might be like post-COVID by doubling down on some of these things that she's called for already.
Let's talk a little bit about a reaction to the speech. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky said repeatedly, including on Michigan Radio's Morning Edition, that the most important thing about Whitmer's speech last night to him was that she delivered it without wearing a mask. Let's listen.
What stood out to me the most was not what she said, but what she did. And what she did was she talked to us without a mask. It's not that I'm saying masks are evil, but symbols and gestures matter. And I think it was a great opportunity for her to help us move from this notion of fear and control into a trust and hope mode.
Shirky also said in almost the same breath that Whitmer looked great. Laura, did we not just have a big conversation about how women leaders are under a different lens? Like, did my memory fail? Did that not just happen a few short months ago?
If not a few short months ago, this is a conversation we've been having for years. I mean, ever since women have really been able to rise to prominence in these major statewide and nationally elected positions, I think that we're talking about it a lot more about how often we do hear these comments. Mike Shirky comes from an era where that seems like a compliment and is something innocuous and kind. And he's looking for nice things to say about his relationship or about the governor, about his relationship with the governor or about her in general, because they have not had a great public relationship. So to him, this is a compliment, and he's trying to find places to compliment her. Unfortunately, the breadth and scope of the compliments he feels like he can issue for her have to do with her physical appearance. And I'm not sure he recognizes how offensive that is to women broadly, and probably specifically to Governor Whitmer, who has weathered this type of language around her appearance for her entire career. So it's not new to her, but that doesn't mean it's any less hurtful. So I would say that he's not going to change, and neither is she. So, you know, it's more just about the public outrage that it creates.
Maybe the message for Mike Shirky is either tie your shoes and stop tripping over your shoelaces, or buy a nice pair of loafers.
Rick, I wonder, just putting aside, you know, some of the inadvertent messaging, what this says in terms of Republican priorities. I mean, amid all the other challenges facing state government right now, Mike Shirky is saying people need to see unmasked faces. Is that the note that you think the rest of the Republican leadership in Lansing wanted to hit?
I think that's a great point that you're making there, April. Whether it was intentional or not, that this, you know, kerfuffle over Mike Shirky talking about how the governor looks without a mask is almost symbolic of the way that the governor and the legislature's Republican leaders are almost talking past each other rather than to each other.
Yeah. Gretchen Whitmer says that she wants unity. Rick, where will she have a chance to work on it in the weeks to come?
Well, you know, they're trying to identify some spaces that the governor alluded back to, some sentencing reform work that there was bipartisan agreement on. And she said in the speech that she wants to tap back into that spirit of cooperation. And Republican leaders said they welcome that. They just haven't seen any evidence of it to date. And one example of it is that when they get into a room with the governor's staff to talk about the COVID response, they feel like they're getting lectures on what's going to happen and not a conversation on how it might proceed. And, you know, maybe the evidence of whether or not the relationship is changing will be the word we get on how those meetings are arranged, who's in them, and whether or not Republicans feel like this is a dialogue or a monologue. Plus, just what we see, you know, coming down in the future in terms of using the public health orders that the governor says are so important to being nimble enough to meet the COVID crisis as it evolves and changes.
Rick Pluta reports on all things Lansing for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and Laura Weber Davis is the executive producer of Stateside. Laura, Rick, thank you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.